This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, this is Steve Sciarippa, better known as Bobby Bacala, and the Michael K. Show starts now, right here on 98.7 ESPN. Hey, Michael, Don, Peter, do me a favor. Don't screw this thing up, would you?
Thank you, Mr. Sciarippa, and a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K. Show. We thank you for joining us on a snowy Tuesday. It is the last day of February, February 28th, 2023, and things are going great at the Garden. We'll talk about the Knicks beating the Celtics, but it's official. According to our very own Emily Kaplan, Patrick Kane is, in fact, a New York Ranger, which means that Don's going to get a chance to call Patrick Kane's first game tomorrow in Philly, and I'm very happy for that. He's going to use the line I gave him. If he scores, is able.
Kane is able.
Well, I don't know what I'm going to say, but I probably won't say that.
What about?
What? I don't need it written out for me. Part of the creativity is having it not handed to you.
Can I just throw an idea at you, though?
Go ahead. I want to hear it.
I won't tell you any specifics, but what if you make a lot of references when talking about him to Big Daddy Kane? That would be like very inside. Not a lot of people would get it. But Big Daddy Kane, legendary New York rapper. You know, if you were to say something like, ain't no half-stepping, Patrick Kane, it's kind of cool.
It's kind of cool, but it's just not
me. Or Big Daddy Kane's famous song, The Wrath of Kane. There's a lot there. I'm telling you, there's a lot there.
Right, but not a lot given up, Michael. Emily Kaplan's got the whole acquisition here. Rangers get Kane for a conditional 2023 second-round pick and a 2023 fourth-round pick. Her sources tell her that second-round pick becomes a first-round pick if the Rangers make it to the conference finals. However, the first-round pick would either be 24 or 25. So they will hold on, no matter what, to their 2023 first-round pick. That's not a lot.
All right.
He is a rental, but the Rangers are certainly going for it, and they will have him in the lineup in Philly tomorrow for the start of 3 games in 4 nights. In Philly, home against Ottawa, so he'll make his debut Thursday at the Garden, and then on national television on ABC Saturday afternoon in Boston against the Bruins. So, nice jumping off point there for the Rangers.
It is amazing, because you know Don plays the good guy role, but he has secretly been rooting for this to happen when he does a game. He didn't want Kenny to have it.
That's right.
Well, I would say it openly.
I mean, let's be honest.
No, I'm being honest. You think that's so wrong?
It's not wrong.
And I missed out on Tarasenko's first game because we did the remote out on Long Island. So I didn't get to call the Kraken game against the Rangers. But this isn't Tarasenko. This is Kane. And it's Patrick Kane. And this is one of the great American-born players, one of the great players in the league. So to have him join a crop of really good players, a really talented and, stars, Patrick Kane... I don't want to say household name because it's hard for a hockey player to be a household name, but sports fans know who he is, and that's pretty significant. And he still has something left in the tank.
How about this? Sweet move by Patrick. Candy Kane.
Awful. If you did that over Big Daddy Kane, I'd be really upset.
I think the one is Kane is able. That's the one.
No. It's ain't no half-stepping Patrick Kane.
So he's going to do something that – well, this is a hockey audience, okay?
I get it.
6 to 7% of them might get it.
Yeah, but it's still so much cooler than Kane is. Don, Candy Kane? Really?
Listen, my one is biblical. There's nothing better than biblical.
Well, people may argue that.
Yeah, I mean, it depends who the crowd is.
Yeah. Listen, I will give it a Don LaGreca. I don't need to be. I'm not being fed lines.
Oh, so you're going to scream at the top of your lungs, score, and that's it. Nobody's going to remember it. Just do Kane is able. Then you'll be signing pucks the rest of your life with that.
By the way, how old is Kane?
33.
Oh, so he could, if he re-signs here,
he's able.
He could have a long enough run that it does become a thing.
Oh, yeah.
He could be here for 7 years. This is hockey.
I will guarantee this to you, Donald. Guarantee it. If you say Kane is able on a goal, the Garden will make T-shirts out of it.
He's 34. He'll be 35 in November.
All right,
I am not listening because I'm not a talk show host where I have writers. All right? I don't need any suggestions. I'm going to call it as I see it. It's
not
about me.
You.
It's about the broadcast, okay? I've got my signature call. I will make him part of the signature call. Let's not get overly creative here.
Okay, can you do me a favor off the air? Just give me Maloney's...
Yeah, you're going to give it to Maloney now.
Because Maloney will just step on you and go, Cain is able.
I don't think Dave's going to say that.
Oh, yeah, you watch.
Smooth operator Patrick Cain. That's good stuff. I don't know what you're doing.
Really?
Is it not?
Really? All right, so does this make them good enough to beat Boston, Don?
Hmm.
Oh,
it puts them in the
conversation.
Well, listen, Boston is an amazing hockey team that has also added some pieces and may add even more before the deadline. It puts them certainly in the conversation of being able to be very competitive for it. But as I mentioned before, Boston's got like a goal differential of like plus 93 and second in the league is a plus 44. I mean, they might break a record for most wins in a regular season. But I like their chances to be very competitive for it. But to tell me that they're on the same level as Boston, adding Patrick Kane, no. But he brings a lot of experience. He's going to help this power play that's been stagnant now for like the last month. He's going to give them four solid lines because I think it'll be VC on the fourth line. You put Kane on the top line. You could even play Kane with Panarin. There's multiple places that you can put him on this team. They are better than they were 5 minutes ago. There's no question about it. But does that tell me that I think they're going to beat Boston? Hey, it's hockey, so anything can happen.
All right,
so it's hockey,
makes
man.
Them, but so, right now, I think it puts them certainly in the conversation of being one of the three, four best teams in the NHL.
Does it ensure they beat the Devils?
There's no assurances, Michael.
Oh, you know, you're a talk show
host. Wait a
minute
here.
Go out on a limb.
Wait a minute here. All right, the Devils got better by adding Meyer. Rangers get better adding Kane. They've been mano a mano for much of the year. I mean, right now the series would start in New Jersey, but I don't think that much matters because Ranger fans will get into the building, and the Rangers have been outstanding on the road all year. There's no assurances, but what it does is it keeps them up with the Joneses. Did you want the Devils to make a move and the Rangers not to make a move? Tarasenko eventually is going to get adjusted here and play better. Kane has been playing out of his mind leading into this deal. You know how good Zibanejad and Kreider are, how this blue line has produced the second most points in the NHL, and you've got a goaltender that hasn't played great recently, but you know how good he can be. Yeah, they're in the conversation. But am I going to make any guarantees?
I didn't ask you for
but it's
guarantee.
A deal. But it's a deal that after you saw New Jersey get Meyer, it really put, I thought, the onus for the Rangers to answer and get Kane. And I think they are going to be – that is going to be a tremendous first-round series, and it's going to be a shame to see one of those two teams out in the first round. But I would like their chances against anybody. Boston is the outlier because of just how good they are. But, boy, do you see upsets in the NHL playoffs all the time. Maybe Boston's peaking early. Their goaltending is a little inexperienced. But, hey, save that for the third round. They can't meet each other until the conference final. So, right now, I think it puts them right there, if not better than New Jersey overall. And then we'll see what happens from there.
So, Kane is 88, right?
Yes.
So, Rangers, send me a jersey. I'll wear 88 on the show.
You don't see a problem with that?
No, well, I'm not going to buy it.
No, but I don't. But you're just asking for things on the air.
Well, you know what? The worst thing that could happen is they say no.
Yeah, but don't you feel dirty when you put the jersey on knowing that you had to ask for it?
You know what? No, I don't.
All right. Should he feel dirty, Peter?
He is dirty.
Earlier today, I felt dirty, but no, I don't feel dirty today.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah, one word.
Ottawa.
Calgary.
Calgary.
Do you know they're significantly far apart from each other?
Yeah, that's
do you know the
I'm not
the geography
as in love
of Canada.
Canada as you,
you know
are.
What's funny?
I like it.
I got to tell you, this very funny thing, Don, that when I was in Montreal the other day with Dipperstein, we were talking about Canada with some Canadian lovely people from Halifax.
Okay. Nova Scotia.
Dip had literally his geography of Canada. Americans have no idea where anything is.
Why should we?
I thought it was at least a given that people knew like what's on the West Coast and what's
I know
east.
That.
Okay, so you do know that.
I believe so. But
so what are the big West? What are the big West?
That in school.
But like, you know, what are the big Western cities then?
Edmonton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's one.
Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
That's about it. Winnipeg.
Keep going.
Winnipeg's more central. Can you give me the provinces of the respective cities?
No, and I'm not going to do it. No, and I don't care.
Well, you know Vancouver's BC.
Yeah, British Columbia.
You know,
all right, enough of this.
Yeah, all right. You've already annoyed him. He's not feeling great to begin with.
I feel awful today.
Montreal, Quebec, Toronto, Ontario,
Halifax,
Manitoba. Secondary country, you son of a...
Halifax,
Nova Scotia.
United States adjacent. That's what it is.
Winnipeg is Manitoba.
Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Okay, it's time for the Knicks recap.
If I didn't have him distracted, I would have nailed all of them.
Yeah, I'm sure you've said that a lot. It's time for the Knick recap, brought to you by...
I don't even know what that means.
Jack Pocket. How about the Knicks? How about the Garden?
Yay!
Jim Dolan a good owner now, everybody? Is he?
No.
Is he?
I don't think they're going to agree with you there.
Why?
They won't.
Because he's...
Well, the Rangers have a chance to win the Stanley Cup. The Knicks have a chance to be the fourth seed after beating the best team in basketball. Not hyperbole, fact, record-wise, Celtics' best team in basketball. And please don't tell me, for all you Knick haters, well, Jaylen Brown didn't play. Well, previous to yesterday, Jaylen Brown didn't play in 11 games, and the Celtics won 9 of them. The Knicks manhandled them. They took Tatum out of the game. He got so frustrated, he got teed up twice and got thrown out with about 4 minutes left in the game. It was a complete whitewashing of a great team. And if you take a look, Barrett, Randall, and Brunson didn't play great. But they all played just well enough to win. And that, to me, is heartening when their best players didn't light it up and they still won. Quickly played very well. Robinson did great, intimidating in the paint. Another double-double. This is a legitimately good team.
Yeah, they're good. There's no question they're good, and I think you should just enjoy it. And instead of trying to extrapolate it out to what it's all going to mean at the end of the day, you know, you can do that, but don't have it come at the expense of enjoying what's happening right now. They're 9 games above 500. They've won 6 in a row. They've won 2 games this year against the Celtics that have the best record in the NBA. So you can spend all your time you want. Well, Boston didn't care. Whatever. You're winning games, and you're establishing something here. And I love Thibodeau's attitude. He's not getting caught up in it. He's talking like he wants this team to be better because he knows they can be better. And if you want to fantasize about where this team's going to end up, go ahead. But right now, you can realistically look at where they are right now and say they are clearly a playoff team, meaning a top 6 team. And there's no reason why you can't set your sights on the 4 seed and host the Cavaliers in the first round.
I feel bad because yesterday when Don was making his glorious pick, my gut kind of felt Knicks too. I was trying to put up a strong front for my Celtics
after
team.
After I left the show?
Yeah. Don called the game. We got a caller asked if I liked the Celtics, and I said yes. But I really deep down kind of knew it was a good spot for a letdown.
No, this doesn't count.
What do you mean it doesn't count?
You can't back off on what you said yesterday. Oh, no, this is what I really meant.
I still got it wrong. I'm just telling you the truth. I got it wrong. I don't want credit now for not saying it correctly. I'm just saying I'm not surprised by the Knicks. They're playing great. They're playing incredibly motivated basketball.
Now, they play the Nets on Wednesday. Then they play the Heat. And then they play the Celtics again. This is the week that we really have a good feel. It's not a make-or-break week. That's ridiculous. But right now, you've changed the way you think about the Knicks. You're not saying, just don't be in the play-in. No. Now you want them to finish fourth. Oh, now that's reachable.
No, I don't think
1, 2, or 3 is reachable. I'm pretty sure it's not. They're running out of games. It's only 19 games left, but they can catch the Cavs. Now, as long as they finish fifth, that's not a big deal. Seventh game at Madison Square Garden or seventh game in Cleveland, you know, what's the difference? I don't think it'll be a 7-game series anyway. But it's kind of exhilarating. It really is. Now, after the Celtics on Sunday, they're going to play the Hornets at the Garden on Tuesday, the 7th. Then they go on the West Coast swing. Now, in that West Coast swing, the third game is the Lakers, and the Lakers found out that LeBron James probably out for the year. Something popping his ankle the other day.
They're saying the year? I thought it was weeks.
Well, they said weeks, but in all likelihood, I was listening to Greeny today. They don't think he's going to, you know, Woj was saying it's not a matter of when he's going to come back. It's a matter of if he's coming back.
Oh, boy.
So the Knicks will play the Lakers without him. Now, the Kings have been really good. How do they do against the Kings? Then the Clippers, then the Lakers. So we'll see. He's a very interesting 2 weeks.
Ouch.
I'm excited about it.
No, listen, they started the season. Hey, could they get out of a play-in and be a top 16? Now they've elevated the conversation to be, can they get home court in the first round? With 19 games left, can it go any higher than that? Where your expectation can be something different than, hey, let's get the four seed. Because if you get the four seed, guys, then you're expecting to go to the second round, right?
Yes. I still think Cleveland's a tough out. But
oh,
they can
sure.
win. They can beat them. Another bit of Ranger news just came through. Keandre Miller, 3-game suspension for spitting.
Yeah, you're going to get that. Once he got the hearing, you knew he was going to get at least three.
Well, let me ask you a question. How do you spit on somebody by accident?
When you didn't mean it to be as close as it was. Like, he was going to spit, and then it ended up being in his direction. He didn't mean to do it. Michael, I've never seen somebody get spit on. Or an incident where somebody spit on another person and it not go anywhere. There was no escalation to it. I mean, you almost felt like Drew Doughty felt bad. I mean, Keandre Miller is not this kind of player. And then they spoke after the game. But if it had been something that you were so mad at somebody that you spit on them, wouldn't there be more aggression after that?
There should be.
Wouldn't there be more aggression?
There's no worse thing than being spit on.
Right. So I think everybody understood that it was an accident. And it was... But you got to do something about it. He spit. He spit in the general direction of somebody, so you're going to have to get disciplined for it.
People don't love being spit at.
Right.
Oh, it's awful.
It was a bad look when, God rest his soul, Sean Taylor did it. It was a big thing that stuck with him for a long time. That was, I guess, more direct.
It was a terrible thing when Roberto Alomar did it to John Hirschbeck.
It hung on Alomar for a long time, too.
I mean, I don't know if I can describe it, but you know, people in Yes, we'll see. It's one thing, if you saw the Miller, he spit. He went like this. He spit. But it wasn't like he got in the guy's face and spit, where you said, I'm spitting at you. It was in his general direction, which is not a good thing. But that's why I said, how do you spit on somebody by accident? I think that's how you do it by accident. I don't think he meant to do it. But now, you know, you'll lose a really good defenseman for the rest of the week. And now you're going to play Boston shorthanded, which stinks. But you had to do something.
Now, Peter Boddy, longtime friend.
Sure. Great guy.
He's a great guy. He had a really interesting tweet about how impactful Josh Hart has been to the Knicks. They haven't lost since he joined the team.
Mm.
It's not like he's putting up 40 points a game, Peter. He's one of those players. Energy guy, great defender.
Hit a huge three last night.
Yes. He's a very good three-point shooter. Boddy said Josh Hart is looking like one of the most impactful midseason acquisitions in New York sports that I can remember. So he mentions David Justice was a really good one for the Yanks. Butch Goring.
Oh, smells like a top five.
Cespedes, that first year with the Mets. DeBuscher with the Knicks. Marty St. Louis with the Rangers. Can you think of anybody else, Don?
You should do it in the top five is what you should do.
Well, it's over now.
So Peter got all five?
No.
Listen, this is going to be a deep dive. When the Devils acquired Neil Broughton in 95, helped them win a cup.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Oh, you know what's a good one? That wasn't an immediate – when the Giants got O.J. Anderson.
Was that mid-season?
They got him mid-season from the Cardinals. He scored a touchdown in Super Bowl 21, and then he stuck around and was the MVP of Super Bowl 25. But he was a part of two championships, and they acquired him in the middle of the season. How often do you see a trade midseason in the NFL have any kind of an impact?
That's a good point.
Yeah, very rare do they happen.
Yeah, this would have been an incredible
Christian McCaffrey would have been a big one.
If their quarterback.
Quarterbacks. How about this one? For Patrick Kane, right?
Mm-hmm.
He scores, right? You don't say Kane is able because you hate that. But after he scores and you do your whole act, right? You just scream out, Rosebud! Because he is the new Citizen Kane.
And of course, Rosebud, not to spoil the movie, but it's been 80 years. If you haven't stumbled upon it by now, I don't think you're going to.
I actually still plan on watching it one day.
Really? Do you know that?
I can't say it.
10 years ago, I said I had not seen Citizen Kane. And Susan Waldman scolded me and got me the DVD, and it's a phenomenal movie.
Peter, if you saw it, you would think it was made today.
It's that good?
That's how innovative it was at the time.
Come
it was
on.
A 1940, Michael. I think it was 1940.
Yeah. It was pretty 41. Special.
The idea of putting a camera like under the floor to make him look bigger, it's an incredible movie.
Any nudity?
No. It's 1941.
Well, yeah, Orson Welles is naked.
Yeah, he's naked.
Really?
Yeah, you see him naked. You're full front.
Full frontal Orson?
Yeah, full frontal. Wow. Not very flattering.
In fact, that was the nickname, Orson.
Well, so you don't know what Rosebud is. I don't want to spoil it.
That's why they call him Orson the Horse.
Curry comes in with a good midseason acquisition.
I love that he's listening.
David Cone, 95 Yankees. Yeah. He's 9-2, 3.82.
Oh, you know another one, Michael? A nice one. I'm trying to remember how exactly when the Mets released George Foster,
right?
They reacquired Lee Mazzilli.
Oh, and look at you!
Yeah,
look at you!
You know, all right. There's a mistake being made here.
What do you mean? Tell me.
We're not thinking about the NBA enough.
What?
No. In this conversation, I know we're missing.
Oh, NBA midseason.
Yeah, I know.
Well, the Mavericks. The Mavericks will look back on getting Kyrie is a big difference.
Robert Horry had to be a midseason acquisition by one of the championship teams he played for, right?
I don't know.
Robert Horry is the Dom Baylor of the NBA.
Oh, that's beautiful. That I could think that's be your fifth book.
Is that? I have a question though. Is that disrespect to Robert Horry?
No, because Don Baylor was a much better player than Robert Horry.
But did he play such a huge role in that many championships?
No one did. Not even Jordan did.
No,
but Don Baylor played how many consecutive World Series? Red Sox 86, Twins 87, A's 88. Like, that was Horry, right? He was on everybody.
Right. Mutombo left Atlanta. Went to Philly, went to the finals. How about Carmelo?
Nah, it didn't impact them that much. I mean, it turned out to be a great acquisition, but not that year.
Yeah, but we are missing somebody. There's got to be somebody in the NBA.
Gary Payton and Ray Allen traded places.
You know, getting back to hockey, San Luis is a great one.
It is.
He really meant a lot. They went to the Stanley Cup, right?
Yeah, went to the final.
Yeah. Oh, what a show today. I was worried that it could be trash because of the way I feel, but.
Here we go.
Do you got one?
This is a pretty good one. It led to a championship.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Rasheed Wallace going to Detroit before they won the championship.
That's a pretty good one. That was worth the wait. Seriously. Good job. No, good job.
Well, I'm just looking it up. I'm searching around for something.
Oh, that takes the fun out of it.
Well, yeah, I'm not just in here thinking.
CCL. Couldn't care less.
What?
Really? That doesn't move you, Michael?
Rasheed Wallace, I'm good.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Do you think there's a world, honestly, where the Yankees acquire a player?
Right.
And we're throwing suggestions at Michael.
I've done it.
And that Michael would do it? No. We would make the suggestions.
If they were good suggestions, I would.
We were giving you suggestions on the 60 and 61st and 62nd home runs for Aaron Judge. You listen to it. It's good radio. Yeah. But at the end of the day, you do you.
You threw it right in the garbage. That's what you did with it. You threw it right in the garbage.
Well, I mean, there were way too many people giving me suggestions on that call, and I didn't like it. So I had the back
call,
of my
call
hair.
Out some names, some people who made you sick.
A lot. They know who made me sick. The people who didn't know who they made me sick.
All right, let's just say for sake of argument, I decide that if Kane scores tomorrow.
Yeah, Kane
and I
is
say,
able.
Kane is able.
Right.
And it becomes a thing.
Right.
It becomes Mateau.
It might.
How would it look ultimately?
Was Mateau a midseason acquisition?
Yeah, he was.
There you go.
So was Mateau and Noonan and Anderson.
Noonan.
That becomes a thing. Like, right. Where I'm taking pictures with Patrick Kane, like, 20 years from now at, like, card shows.
I'll let you do it.
The way that Howie is. The way, like, Howie and Stephon Mateau are, like, friends now. And they make appearances together. And this all happens, and it becomes one of my books. And I'm doing signings. And the story is Michael Kay gave it to me. Doesn't that go...
No, but see, now I thought you were going to go veer right and go, and Kay would always take credit and take some of the shine away. I would be radiating in your glory. I would love it that I had something to do with it.
But Mateau, Stephon Mateau, one more hill to climb, baby. It's Mount Vancouver. And then you found out, like, Eddie Scazzeri gave it to him. Well, you'd be like, oh, that takes the fun out of it. You got to have it. It's got to be your own thing.
All right,
it can't be him. Peter, am I wrong?
I mean, you don't want to overthink it. It's not a huge deal. It happening on the air probably doesn't sound great. If in real life someone pulled you aside and said, hey, you don't have to ever say anything, but what about this? And you loved it. I think you'd be foolish to not do it on Pride.
Yeah.
But on the Pride, air, but, I see how it would be. It's on the air. If you were
now,
to be like...
Another thing I was thinking about, too. So you were rooting for Kane to be acquired when you were doing a game. And all I could do is, like, compare... Like, if the Yankees were trying to get Mike Trout, right?
Right.
And then they... Trout or Ohtani. And there was a series coming up where Ryan was doing the series and not me. I wouldn't root against Ryan getting the first call. That's not how I roll.
Well,
I'm surprised you're so selfish.
Well, so, see, first of
now
all,
he's just lying. Yeah. No,
and I was not... I was not sitting there, like, openly rooting. I was like, boy, I hope I get to call his first game. I wouldn't be bitter about it. I mean, Kenny deserves it. He's the voice of the Rangers. But I'm happy that it landed on my date. But, you know, rooting for it is strong. Man, but personally, you wouldn't want that?
I wouldn't root against my friend Ryan.
But you were such a liar, by the way.
I am not a liar. I would not root against him. Oh, by the way, it's game time, everybody. Brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. We have the Nets and the Bucks tonight. That could be a 70-point game, a differential. Ben Simmons not playing again. So you can see that on, 7 o'clock pregame.
Just won't see him.
Yeah, won't see him.
What was that, 50? This would be 15 straight for the Bucks if they went tonight?
Yeah, it's not what you want.
That's not
Islanders
nothing.
At the Wild tonight at 8 o'clock. The pregame's at 7:30 right here on 98.7. And that is game time. Brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. During the big games this season, enjoy a Tullamore Dew, the original triple blended, triple distilled, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Remember, when it's game time, it's Tully time. Please enjoy responsibly. You almost didn't have me to give you any recommendations yesterday, Don.
Yeah, I heard about this, and I'm thankful.
Driving home from the Yes Studios, and it was in the middle of a snowstorm up here.
Picture it.
And I didn't think it was going to, you know, whenever you hear this, and they said it's not going to be a big snowstorm. We haven't had snow at all, really, all winter.
No, not yet. We haven't.
Right. And my wife took the bigger car because she is on a road trip for work. And so I had my small car, which you would never, ever drive in the snow. You just wouldn't.
This is that antique that you don't want to park in front of the building because it'll get stolen?
Not
that
an
one?
Antique. It's
Yeah, it is.
A 98 car is an antique?
Yes.
What would you call a Model T?
It's an antique. Think about it, Michael. If in 2000 you got a car from 1975, you would
not an antique.
No, I think over 20 years it's an antique with cars.
It's definitely vintage. It's definitely something.
Okay, so it's 25 years. All right, so I'm driving. And it's coming down sideways. And they haven't had the plows out yet. And all of a sudden, the car just cannot stay on the road, and I slid into a ditch.
Oof. Oh, boy. Was it scary?
It was actually scary because there was nobody around, which was good, though, because I could have gotten sideswiped by a car. And I didn't know what to do. I ended up calling 911.
Wow.
You called 911?
Yeah, that's what I was talking with Jody. She said, you should call 911. They'll get a tow truck there.
Yeah, but I think there's other ways to get a tow truck than calling 911. You weren't in distress.
I was in distress. I could have died in that ditch.
Wow. But did you die in the ditch?
Because this policeman
yes,
was so unbelievable. I wish I'd gotten his name. He stood there for an hour and a half outside the car. He told me, you sit in the car. He stood outside the car with the light flashing so no car would run into me. He was great.
Okay, I see that. So you could have still been in peril. I'm thinking you weren't like hanging off the edge of a cliff.
He was not.
You had settled into the ditch, but you were okay. You weren't hurt.
The front part of my car was out in the road.
All right, that I can see because so that could be an emergency situation.
You could get hit.
Yeah.
I could have gotten spun.
I thought you were falling like you know that your video cassette wasn't rewound, so you call 911 kind of level. Like fine.
How do you even take being a jackass? How do you?
I wouldn't do it.
You would have sat there in a ditch with your thumb.
I would have called AAA. I would have let them know.
Okay.
Listen, I'm in peril,
right, so
and whatever they're going
to
do.
I didn't want to bash anybody, right? So I do belong to AAA.
Who's this?
And I mean the hoops you have to jump through. They don't want to talk to you. You got to like fill something out online. It was taking too long. Anyway, the police officer who was so great, and if he's listening, I owe you, man. He called up a tow truck. Or a local, and the guy dragged me out of the ditch.
Wow.
And I was able to get home.
Tell you what, should have called our friends at MB White Plans.
I know.
They would have taken care of you.
Yeah, we were talking to them today, Don. They said, if you called, we would have sent out one of our trucks.
They do everything. They said they're helping. They're on the phone with me, helping me today with my Bluetooth problems. They do it all.
Right. But so
you're the
call
type
911.
Of guy that they're going to be sorry they sold a right. car to. Because, I mean, you had to call them with Bluetooth problems? What a hack.
Well, it's better than calling 911.
Oh, that's
really?
Why he's my guy.
Really?
That's why he's my guy.
Really? Is
Thank
that what you really believe?
If Michael had a Bluetooth problem, he would have called 911.
After we've settled in, I don't think you're wrong for doing what you did last night. I don't think I would have had the guts to do it. 911 is like
First
a different
level.
First
of all, I don't live in New York City, all right? So it's a small town. So they could dispatch somebody. If they said that they were getting calls all night, there were people that were getting in accidents or off the road, take a walk. I knew exactly what I was doing. And if I didn't, I'd still be in the ditch.
Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you, it's my opinion. I think you overstepped just a bit. I don't think you violated
You offended
anything,
him just a little bit.
But
you know what? I got to tell you, we've been working, 22 years
yeah.
ago? I don't think I've ever disliked you more than
really?
I am right now. Yeah.
It's just a simple disagreement.
This is you're calling the question like I endangered people by calling
911. I mean that call because you were in the ditch could have won a face off against somebody that was really in trouble.
No, they would have gone to somebody who was really in trouble, and I would have stayed in the ditch. That's the way it works. It's called triage.
I wouldn't have done it, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. We could run it up the pole. I'd love to run it up the pole. All I'm saying, Peter, is I would feel it's like it's a little obnoxious to call 911 because I'm stuck in a ditch and I'm perfectly fine.
Well, it's more so even than obnoxious, Don. It's a little pathetic.
Because if you put your hazards on, that should take care of the fact that the car's sticking out on the road a little bit.
That's a good point. You might should have just fired up a stogie, sat back, turned on the radio, listened to a great Knicks broadcast.
I was listening to the Knicks. I really was.
There you go. Who's on the call last night?
Ed Cohen and Wally Szczerbiak.
Nice.
Wally's really good.
Yeah, very good. All the people that they've called in have done. Wallace has been great. Monica Nutt's been very good.
McNutt. Not Monica Nutt. Monica
McNutt. Well, thanks for correcting me. I made a mistake. You want to call 911 and get me in trouble?
I do need a drop of Michael yelling McNutt.
All right. And
you call 911.
And I heard a lot of Alan Hahn. Alan Hahn was terrific, too.
Alan Hahn was really good. Really good. Really good. I'm sorry I called 911. I guess Don. You know why? You know why he didn't want me to call 911, Peter? I'll tell you. Let's let it all hang out today. He wants me dead. That's what he wants.
Is that
he
true?
He wanted a car to, like, T-bone me. That's what he wanted. That would make him happy. Oh, Michael's in the hospital, Don. You're going to have to host with Peter for the next 3 months.
You think
now Don's going to say, well, did
we
do that last
summer? Yeah, exactly.
Well said.
I'm just saying that you're in a ditch. But you weren't dead in the ditch. You weren't injured in the ditch. You just couldn't figure out a way to get the car out of the ditch.
You were good in the ditch.
You can call AAA. Just call, like, I don't know, anybody, but you called 911. You thought you – that's an emergency. Were you in an emergency situation?
It was an emergency, yes. It was an emergency.
You're sitting
there. Not.
What emergency are you in the middle of?
First of all, I couldn't be there for like 10 hours. I would have run out of gas and frozen to death, and I had to get home for the kids. Jody was not home. You have some
Monica Nutt's been very good.
Nick Nutt. Monica Nutt. Nick Nutt. Let's go to Mike in Trenton. Mike.
Hey, guys. First thing I want to say, Mike, I'm glad you're okay. And
you.
What else? Like, what are you – I mean, AAA, I have AAA. It's very hard to get them on the phone. What were you supposed to do, like find a local tow truck guy?
Yeah, that's what they want me to do. They're clowns, Mike. They're clowns.
I still understand.
No,
but,
do you call AAA? They go through, are you okay? Are you in a situation? You would explain to them that the car is hanging out in the road. They would expedite the trip over there.
When the policeman was talking to me, he said, if you call AAA, it's going to take 3 hours. He said, let me get
you. Yeah, that's another thing. They take very long sometimes.
Well, so God forbid Michael was going to be inconvenienced. Then you got to call 911.
Please go ahead, Mike. Let's not listen to these idiots.
Oh, my God. I want to ask, I'm not being a wise guy or anything or correcting you. I want to ask, what is behind Don's call you want him to do, Cain is Abel?
Well, it's Cain and Abel. The tale of Cain and Abel. So just to put those two together, it was like, I love the Giants. The Giants management team is Shane and Dable. It sounds like Cain and Abel. I'm very biblical, Mike, so that's what it's about. I want Don to spread the gospel on the hockey broadcast. I guess.
I don't think it's a good idea. Okay. Besides, Cain killed Abel.
Right, but I'm not saying – I didn't say Cain killed Abel. That's not a good call. Cain is Abel. You put the two together. People are going to love it. T-shirts. Dream of T-shirts, Don. Peter saw the See Ya T-shirt at Yankee Stadium.
That's right.
I don't get a dime for it, but I'm quite proud of it.
But you could at least also have a T-shirt you don't get paid for.
Who gave that to you?
It was a young lady that I used to date.
No.
What?
I understand where the story came from, but it still came from you. She said, see ya, be like, ooh, that's a good call. Not, hey, you should say see ya after a home run.
Well, I wasn't even a broadcaster when I was dating.
And then, you know, it be on the air, and then your co-host begging you to do it.
I think I've given you pretty good advice over 22 years. Don't take my advice on this.
No, but there's advice, but then there's creativity.
Nah,
the idea is to be creative.
Do your hackneed call. See how
is that out. What it is? Yeah. So my style is hackneed, is what you said?
Unfortunate to hear this.
The calls that you compliment whenever I have them that are just in the moment, not contrived and not handed to me on some index card from a writer.
I didn't give it to you an index card. I gave it to you as a friend verbally on the air. People would love it if you did it.
Well, I'm not doing it.
You know the ratings we'd get for tomorrow's game if you say, you know what, if he scores, I'm going to do it. People would be listening for it. But you're Big Shot Don. Big Shot Don.
No, Big Shot Don is making Patrick Kane's first game as a Ranger about them.
That's right.
No, God
forbid. Hear that?
God forbid.
Right up your you-know-what.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
I've got to tell you, I was in the car very early today. I hit the road about 7:15.
Wow.
And I was in the car for about 2 hours. And Dave and Rick have a great show. If you're listening to any other trash in the morning,
wow,
you don't know what you're doing.
Really?
Sports show, I meant, Peter.
Okay, you were not specific.
Well, my brother's show's on in the morning.
Well, no,
I mean
later.
On terrestrial radio, okay?
And your brother starts at what time?
9 in the morning. He's on 9 in the
at
noon.
At 9?
Yeah.
Well, that's like mid. That's well, you can still listen to all of Rick and Dave and then catch your brother.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, they're really good. That's all I'm saying.
That's awesome.
The Giants are going to release Kenny Golladay.
Yes.
And this could be a list for Don. I don't even know if he's done this before. Worst free agent signings of all time. $36 million they paid him. 43 catches and one TD. I mean, unbelievable. How does he does he pick up his check with a mask on? I mean, it's like he robbed them.
Yeah, he did.
I know, it's so weird, right?
But he had the best catch of the year.
And then he had
as far as
skill too.
Wise, but it didn't mean anything. It was a shame. Now, who's the one do you blame more, him or Gettleman?
Well, I mean, you have to blame him because he didn't do anything.
Right.
But Gettleman didn't see that he wasn't going to do anything.
True. And listen, I'm not in any kind of position to defend Gettleman, but when you looked at it at the time, he had the stats they needed. I think he came off like 8 touchdowns the year before in Detroit. Sometimes we always blame the acquisition on the general manager. But I think you had the right answer. The large lump of the blame has to go to the player who didn't live up to his expectations. Now, is Gettleman have to see that? I mean, all you could really go by is the back of the football card in this situation. Is he supposed to be a soothsayer and determine what he's going to be? Who could have possibly thought that he would be a complete non-entity, Michael? It's crazy.
Yeah, it's unbelievable how bad he was. Unbelievable. Let's go to Sal. He's in Long Island. Sal.
Michael, Dom, Peter, how you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
Yourself?
All right, Mike, I just want to, two things. One with the what do you call it, the AAA. I had the same thing happen. You know, we had over two feet of snow out here on the island last year. I had the same thing happen to me. I slid off the road. Car was, forget about it. Try and get in touch with them. It took me 45 minutes. My phone was going dead. But I had a flag. I wound up flagging down a cop. That's how I got out of the situation. So I know what you're talking about with that.
And there you go.
The other thing, yeah, go ahead.
No, you go, please.
All right. And well, one other thing, but you guys are talking about athletes that on a trade that made an impact. What about what's his name for Ray Knight for the Mets? Wasn't he an acquisition, Dom, in the middle of the year?
Not in '86. They had him before. I'm trying to remember when they picked him up, but it wasn't midseason in '86. Lee Mazzilli would be the big acquisition there. You know what, Howie Carpen, you're familiar with Howie's work.
Love Howie.
He threw out Dave DeBuscher.
I mentioned that.
You did?
Bobby mentioned that, yeah.
I'm sorry.
You know what I love about Lee Mazzilli? He's one of my favorite people. When he talks about himself, he called himself Mazzo. I mean, that's big.
It's one thing to talk about yourself in the third person, but to do it with a nickname.
Oh, that's it shows you how big you are.
Now, it could come across as very obnoxious and negative.
Not from Mazzo.
But not from Mazzo.
No. Let's go to Robert in Manhattan. Robert.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I liked your little game earlier of playing what cities is what with what province. Now, my trivia question to you is, can any of you gentlemen tell me the name of the three territories in Canada?
The three? There's more than three.
No, there's three territories.
Oh, territories. You're right.
Here we go, Don.
Well, you've got the Yukon.
Right, that's one.
You've got the Northwest Territory.
That's two, and what's three?
And I guess the Inuit?
It's Nunavut.
Right, Nunavut, right.
They and whose capital, by the way, I have been to, Iqaluit, and
right,
I've been to Baffin Island. I mean, I got to tell you, spending a winter up there. Anyway, Don, I'm a little surprised at you.
Here we go.
Three games suspension. He should have been suspended for the season, my friend.
Oh, stop. Robert, stop. Get a hold of yourself.
Did you really think there was any malice behind it? It did look like an
accident. I don't know, Don, but when you do something like that, first of all, you have no idea what's in that spittle.
Okay.
Come on.
Robert, come back. Robert,
yeah,
come back to us.
You got to come back to us.
First of all, he didn't mean to do it.
Well, can I stop both of you guys for a second? Now, Robert brings up a good point. How do you know? We cannot judge intent. How do you know? How could I didn't want to get into this earlier. I didn't know if it was like anything with traction. How could you spit on somebody by accident? How's that possible?
But when you,
I can see if you're arguing and spittle comes out.
No, this was
spit.
Well, first of all, there wasn't like a major altercation. All right, they came together. He spit. And I think he meant to spit, and he didn't mean to spit as close to him or in his direction.
But where did he mean to spit?
I don't know.
Well, you don't know the speed. You don't know when in his brain spitting happens very quickly. So you decide you're going to spit. You know how fast, you know how quickly a player can get in your space? If you look at what he did, You can. There just doesn't look like Don. There's no look on his face that says he's angry or trying to do anything.
Right, and Doughty didn't react like crazy, and they got together after the game. He apologized. He issued a statement after, and I'm not saying that's got to absolve him, but every indication is there wasn't malice behind it. He got the three games, but you know, what, are you going to throw him out of the league for it?
No, but I know what he's saying. I mean, there could be anything in that spit.
I mean, but hold on, but we also... If it had played out in a way where they're in the middle of a fight and their masks are off, they're face to face, and just right face to face, he just went back and hot took right in the dude's face, then we could have a conversation about a season ban. For this incident, it's just not rising to the level.
Have you seen it, Michael?
I did. Yes, showed it when we were talking about.
Did you think there was any malice behind it, or even intent?
I don't know.
But if
that's
you don't
why
know,
I'm not saying one way or the other. But I love when people say, "Well, he didn't intend to do that." Why? Because he said it.
But like, also, this is an incredibly physical game, and in sports, let's be honest, guys, is it the first time in history we've seen it? This is a thing that happens, and by the way, it probably happens more, Don, and we don't know about it.
I think who you are as a person means something. He's never gotten in any kind of trouble before.
What's he seen like generally as a person?
Oh, it's a terrific kid. It was completely out of character. When it happened, we're like, what was he doing? What was he? That's not anything that he would have done.
And so to the caller just now, and to the point Michael's sort of presenting on his behalf, how can that not be a relevant factor? Has to be a relevant factor. If you're saying those who know him go, that was so weird, that has to be relevant.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.